For political party leaders, it's never too early to think about the next election. Yesterday on this program, we interviewed Ken Mellman, the new Republican Party chairman. He's promoting the president's Social Security plan and also reaching out to black voters. We've extended a similar invitation to the new Democratic Party chairman, Howard Dean. His staff says he's put off national interviews until a bit later, but he is traveling the country giving local talks, and our national political correspondent found Dean last night in Jackson, Mississippi. Dean spoke at a Democratic fundraiser, part of an effort to recover the South. But as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, Mississippi Republicans claim the outspoken Democrat is a great recruiting tool for them.
It's not every day that the chairman of a political party is treated like a rock star, but that's exactly how Howard Dean was welcomed by Mississippi Democrats who lined up to get his autograph.
Governor Dean, can you make this out to Jay for me?
Jay.
Yes, sir.
Dean has said he wants to re-energize the party from the ground up, and Mississippi is a good place to start. The governor, lieutenant governor, and both senators are Republicans. The state has voted Republican in every presidential race since 1980. George W. Bush won here last year with 60% of the vote. But that will all change soon, according to the optimistic predictions of Howard Dean.
We are not going to concede the South. We are not going to concede the South. The South will rise again, and when it does, it'll have a D after its name.
Dean's battle cry is that Democrats need to stand up for what they believe and not become pale imitations of the GOP. But last night there was little liberal red meat in his speech, no claims to represent the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party. Instead, he spoke of balancing the budget and appealing to voters who in the past have rejected the Democrats.
We are going to embrace pro-life Democrats because pro-life Democrats care about kids after they're born, not just before they're born.
The new governor of Mississippi is Haley Barbour, the former chairman of the Republican National Committee. He declined an invitation to speak to NPR about Howard Dean, but the chairman of the state Republican Party, Jim Herring, was ready to roll out the welcome mat for Dean in his own way.
We're honored to have him here, and it gives us an opportunity to draw the bright line between what it means to be a Democrat and what it means to be a Republican in our area. Chairman Dean is what we would consider to be an extreme liberal. I think it will ultimately work to our advantage. It fits my strategy as to what we need to do to grow our party here in Mississippi.
Republicans in Mississippi say they love the fact that the Democratic Party leader is a cultural liberal from the Northeast. But even if Dean does help Republicans, the Mississippi Democratic Party chair, Wayne Dowdy, says Dean will help his party even more.
The Republicans would criticize us if we resurrected Franklin D. Roosevelt and brought him back. There would be criticism from the Republicans. We are honored to have Chairman Dean here. We are pleased that he's here. This is the biggest crowd we've ever had with the Democratic Party in Mississippi, in large measure because of the excitement generated by Chairman Dean.
Howard Dean helped the state party raise more than $90,000, a record, says Dowdy. Dean is a bona fide celebrity in a party that has few of them. And Dowdy says he thinks the fact that Dean is controversial helps, even in a culturally conservative state like Mississippi.
I think that lends itself to more energy, more enthusiasm. Look at the crowd we have here tonight. Young people are attracted to him, as evidenced by the large number of young people in this crowd. And we like his manner. We don't agree with him on all his positions, but we like the fact that he'll stand up, say what he believes, and not apologize for it. He's a fighting Democrat, and we like him.
Dean's already been to Kansas. A state Democratic presidential candidates tend to write off. His next stop is Tennessee. A state Democrats used to win, but have lost twice in a row, even with native son Al Gore as the nominee in 2000. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Jackson, Mississippi.